Carmen Lamar Daler. On Mama Elena's ranch, sausage making was a real ritual. The day before, they started peeling garlic, cleaning chilies, and grinding spices. All the women in the family had to participate. Mama Elena, her daughters, Gertrudis, Rosada, and Tita, Nacha the cook, and Chencha the maid. One afternoon, Tita, who was then 15, announced in a trembling voice that Pedro Musquiz would like to come and speak with her. After an endless silence during which Tita's soul shrank, Mama Elena asked, "And why should this gentleman want to come to me?" Tita's answer could barely be heard. "I don't know." This time his tongue didn't linger around the edges of her mouth. It delved inside. His flavor filled her mouth. She already knew how he tasted, but this was more. Now she experienced not only the flavors of peppermint and coffee, but the exhilarating essence of desire that slid like sun-warmed silk over her tongue, her teeth, inside her lower lip. "Do you need me, Didi?" he murmured, seduction oozing from the words. She heard herself murmur something unintelligible back. Was that her voice, all deep and drowsy and detached, as if it came from somewhere outside her? Toddler Talk. What you say and how you say it can have a big impact on your child's language skills, behavior, and more. Recently, I asked my husband to grab my 13-month-old son's shoes. When I looked up, it wasn't my husband handing me the sneakers, but my toddler, Tommy. Okay, he had only one shoe, but you get the point. I was stunned. Tommy doesn't say anything besides "Mama" and "Apple," but he knew exactly what I was asking and could follow my directions. Faster than my husband, I might add. The next morning, as Tolstoy prepared to leave, they asked if he could possibly acquire for them a picture of Lincoln. Thinking that he might find one at a friend's house in the neighboring town, Tolstoy asked one of the writers to accompany him. "I was successful in getting a large photograph from my friend," recalled Tolstoy. As he handed it to the writer, he noted that the man's hands trembled as he took it.